Hello, and welcome to Moving Markets by Julius Baer. Please listen to the important legal information at the end of this podcast.
Good morning. My name is Alexander Peterson. I'm an investment writer at Julius Baer in Zurich, and I will start by giving you an overview of what has happened in the markets. The big news this morning is the Chinese central bank stating that it would maintain the healthy development of the stock and bond markets. Chinese stocks in Hong Kong extended their rebound from the historic route earlier this week as authorities sought to bolster investor confidence in one of the worst performing markets this year. The Hang Seng Index rose as much as 2.6%, adding to its 1.3% gain from the previous session. This came after a drop on Monday that was steepest since 2008. Turning to the UK, Rishi Sunak is under criticism for reappointing a number of scandal-plagued former ministers to senior government positions. In addition, Sunak confirmed that Jeremy Hunt would continue to be Chancellor of the Exchequer. Downing Street, however, was unable to confirm whether Hunt would follow through on his plan to outline the government's spending and tax strategy on October 31st. The fiscal statement is seen as crucial as the Bank of England reveals their interest rate decision a few days later. On Tuesday, the S&P 500 gained 1.6% in regular trading, led by real estate, materials, and telecom. The Nasdaq 100 was also up by 2.1%, and the 10-year US Treasury ended Tuesday at 4.09% yield. Briefly turning to commodities. West Texas Intermediate crude is down 0.5%, trading just above $84 a barrel, and gold is trading at around $1,650 an ounce. In currencies, the euro rose, trading at 99 cents to the dollar, so just below parity. The Bloomberg dollar spot index was little changed, and in the digital asset world, Bitcoin is trading at around $20,200 this Wednesday morning. With that said, what can we expect for the rest of the week? The Bank of Canada will announce its interest rate decision today. Tomorrow, the United States will release GDP, durable goods orders, and initial jobless claims data. Also on Thursday, the European Central Bank will announce its interest rate decision. And on Friday, the Bank of Japan will provide additional details on its policy decision. The earnings season is in full swing with announcements from Apple, ExxonMobil, Ford Motor, Credit Suisse, Airbus, Amazon, Boeing, Intel, McDonald's, Mercedes-Benz, Samsung, Shell, Visa, and Volkswagen. That's it for me. I'll now hand over to Philip Lienhardt, Head of Equity Research, for an earnings season update. Over to you, Philip.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. Looking at the S&P 500, we so far have a lower than average earnings beat ratio at about 71% versus the historical average of about 77%. On an absolute level, the earnings are about 2.8% above estimates. Also, this is quite below the five-year average of 8.7%. Earnings estimates have been falling since the end of September, when they were a positive 2.8%, and now they stand at 1.5%. If we exclude the oil and gas sector, estimated Q3 EPS growth is actually a negative 4.8%. And if this holds, then we will have the lowest earnings growth rate since the third quarter of 2020. In terms of sectors, we have four sectors with expected positive year-on-year earnings growth. That's industrials, consumer discretionary, oil and gas, and REITs. And the other seven sectors are expected to report negative year-on-year earnings growth: communications, materials, IT, financials, staples, healthcare, as well as utilities. Now, I just give a few comments about some specific sectors. We're in the middle of the earnings season, as mentioned before. There will certainly be more news coming out. The earnings season was kicked off by the large US banks. They actually delivered a Q3 headline EPS beat, primarily driven by stronger net interest income growth and better fixed income trading. Credit trends remain in check with quite stable net charge-offs and even quarterly declining non-performing loans. But banks did raise reserves to account for the rising macro risk. Also, the net interest income guidance for the full year was usually raised by the banks, which should be supportive for low-digit EPS consensus upgrades. Somewhat negatively, deposits slightly shrank in the quarter as clients are looking for higher-yielding investment alternatives. Moving on to the semiconductor space, There we actually had news that was not directly linked to the earnings season. The US export ban was quite a surprise for us, as we expected a later export ban once onshoring of semi-production on US and European soil are finished within the next 5 to 7 years. Semi-equipment manufacturers already stated that they might lose quite a bit of their revenues and once these bans are fully effective. So certainly a space to look for. And lastly, a few words on the industrial sector here, which gives us a good read across to the economy. Order intake has been robust with double-digit year-on-year organic growth rates, but growth in general is slowing down. We've seen that with the quarter-on-quarter trends as many end markets are normalizing or softening. By verticals, the companies reported the highest growth in energy, aerospace, and automotive end markets, while construction and consumer durables were rather weak. By region, no surprise, the US market remained the strongest, Europe is rather weak, and trends in China are mixed, with Chinese residential construction showing weakness. The prevailing view in the industrial sector is that orders have peaked last quarter and that we're getting to the final phase of the industrial cycle. I stop here. This is the update to the earnings season so far, and I hand back to you.
Thank you very much, Philip. And with that, we conclude today's episode of the Moving Markets Podcast. Thank you very much to our speakers, and thank you all for tuning in. We do hope that you join us again. Goodbye for now.
The information and opinions expressed in this podcast constitute marketing material and are not the result of independent financial or investment research. Please refer to www.juliusbehr.com/legal/podcasts for further other important legal information.
Für unsere deutschsprachigen Zuhörer, we would also like to make you aware of Marktanalysen und Gespräche, a monthly podcast in German, where Julius Bär experts discuss some of the latest market developments. We share our key research and insights on today's ever-changing economic landscape in German. Search for Marktanalysen und Gespräche on your favorite podcast player.